the Ohio Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Exactly, scouts, Dan. One of them was a masked man, and the other an Indian. two hombres met the wagons, I wasn't surprised.
I'm Tom Selby, the wagon master. This is my wife.
Oh, how do you do?
We've been expecting you both. We're mighty glad to meet you, Miss Kinsey. Mighty glad.
Yeah. I've been watching for you.
I declare, since we crossed that Arkansas River, everybody's been as jumpy as rabbits.
Why?
Well, things have been happening that have no right to happen, to my way of thinking.
Well, accidents are bound to happen to a big wagon train like this. Mary's nervous keeps imagining things, seems to me.
It doesn't seem like imagining to me when the tongues pull out of two wagons. Easy as you please when we were floating them across the river.
Yeah,
right. And one of the wagons caught fire the other night, too. Didn't it, Mama?
Now, you creep quiet, Bob. One wagon did catch fire, like you said, though. And two water barrels were found empty without springing any leaks.
I see.
Of course, those empty water barrels sort of have me stumped, but
the other half things could have been accidents, like I said.
But you don't think the loss of the water from the barrels was accidental?
And frankly, I don't know what to think about that.
There's a reason nobody with a wagon train would want to cause this trouble. They're all anxious to get out west, face some town.
Here comes the corporal who's in charge of the troopers we have with us. Two men with him are joined at Springfield.
Came forward to see why you stopped, Mr. Shelby. Are you masked men to rescue?
Oh, it's all right, corporal. They're the guys we were expecting. I'll explain the masks as we go along.
Shelby, you mean to say you're going to trust the masked men?
Yeah. I don't have
any... Hold on, Dusty. You too, Drew. I know all about this man. He's asked to meet us and guide us west by Colonel Harris himself.
Yeah, that's right. We have orders to do what he says from here on. I'm glad to meet you, mister.
Thanks, Corporal. We'll try to get this wagon train through safely.
My name's Drew, and this is Dusty Weeks. We aren't in the habit of taking orders from a masked hombre, but since we're with this wagon train, I reckon we'll have to.
Yes, Mr. Drew, you'll have to.
We're mighty lucky to have you with us.
Thanks, Selby. Now, between here and the Red River is the most hazardous part of our journey. Hostile tribes roam the territory. We'll have to be constantly on guard day and night. We're going to follow the Butterfield mail route to Fort Belknap. I suggest you get the wagon train underway now, Selby. We're losing time.
All right.
Everybody get to your wagon.
Got underway once more, Danny. The masked man rode in the lead with me. The Indian Tonto rode at the end of the train.
Golly!
At that time, the Butterfield Overland Mail route was hardly more than a footpath. The wagon train was putting up with plenty of difficulties. We had to go over rugged mountains and rolling plains, through swampy valley and thick forests. With it all was the blistering heat.
But did anything more happen after you met the masked man in India?
Yeah, I'm coming to that, Danny. For the first 3 days, things seemed to go all right. Morning of the fourth day, the wagon train came out of the hills, and a great billowing plain stretched before it. When we broke camp at dawn, the Indian Tadu came up front to talk over our route with a masked man and me. Well, as we came over the last foothill and looked at the plain spread before us, we saw a mass of big, furry critters.
Grass is burning.
How in thunder could that start? Getting the flame up to go.
going to turn them?
We'll be killed. Scared, Mama.
Get it, Silver. Quick, Bob. Hand me the kerosene can from your wagon.
Oh,
easy, Scott. Easy, Father. What you do, Demon Sabby?
Breeze is blowing. Come up toward the river. Spread the kerosene around and start a backfire. That will swerve the herd away from us, and yet they'll have time to reach the foothills beyond us on the right.
Yes,
oh, thanks, Bob.
Come on, Tuttle.
I'll spread the kerosene around here. Use matches, help me light it. All right, let's get back to our horses. Steady, Hilla, easy, steady, Hilla.
Hilla, make wall in front of wagon train.
Overturn, that herd.
There's hell coming toward us.
They don't turn, we're gone.
Oh, I can't through.
The herd is turning, mister.
Half submerged in the water near the riverbank. Waiting in a few steps, the
get way over rise back there.
Come on, we'll ride to the top of the rise and trail Hoover shot at us.
It'll be no easy shot, easy, fella. Come on, Hoover, and I'm up the count.
Original plan.
across all right?
Son, you have no idea what a big job it is to get a large wagon train across a river. But finally, we did manage to get them all across. Then we moved down to the base of the cliff the masked man pointed out.
You must have been glad to get safely across.
Sure was, son.
What else happened?
We arranged the wagons in a semicircle at the base of the cliff. Took turns standing guard through the night. Following the masked man's instructions, Tonto had slipped away and headed for Fort Sherman about 10 miles down the Butterfield Trail. The next morning, after dawn, we saw two riders coming like fury along the trail on our side of the river.
Hey, look there. Two riders coming in fast.
Hey, up like Drew and Dusty Weeks. Look, here come four Redskins not far behind us. The Indians are two barrels at them.
Help! Help!
Those Indians mean business.
The Redskins have turned back, so it's not scared of
them. Oh, boy.
They were going to scalp us.
Yeah, there are hundreds of them around the bend in the trail coming to attack.
What? Corporal, I suggest you put these men under guard. Or better yet, tie them in one of the wagons until later.
What for? We came to warn you.
You were plotting with those Indians against us. They turned against you and we changed our plans.
Come on, Porky, get
out. I suggest you get every man to his post, Shelby. Have them watch the flaming arrows on the wagon.
All right, get your places, men. Redskins are attacking.
I want to help.
Keep guns loaded, Mr. Shelby. That'll help.
All right, I'm scared. But I'll help Mom.
Good boy, Bob. Keep down behind the wagon. Here they come.
They came, hundreds of them, Danny. They showered arrows on us like rain, though some of them had rifles. For some time, the savages rode back and forth, moving closer as they rode by. Time and again, flaming arrows landed on the wagon top.
Oh, it must have been awful.
Oh, it was. For most of us, it was the first time we'd faced savage Indians. The masked man had to help us fight our fears, as well as to fight the Redskins.
We're done for. We can't move out. Don't be fools, men. Keep on fighting. Look at Mrs. Selby and Bob. Will you men let a woman and boy show you courage?
No.
No, we'll show them the dirty steps. That's the way. Keep it up.
By Jiminy, son, that masked man seemed to be everywhere at once. He didn't seem to think of the outcome as he went from group to group and kept them battling the frenzied Redskins who were determined to have our scalps.
Golly.
Yep, many of the men were wounded. Our ammunition was getting low. But then I heard one of the most welcome sounds I could think of.
A bugle. It's a bugle.
Imagine how you all felt when you saw those troopers, Mr. Selby.
The men cheered themselves hoarse, Danny. They forgot how exhausted they were when they saw those troopers get after the savages.
They didn't get there any too soon, did they?
That's right, son. But after the battle, the masked man and Tonto persuaded the Indian chief to talk to save his own neck. They found out Drew and Dusty were paid agents of a Mexican rebel chief on the border, who had sent them to keep the army rifles.
Bye, Mr. Selby.
Yes.
Thanks for telling me that story.
Yeah, it was all true, Danny. There is a masked man, like I told you about. Maybe someday you'll be lucky enough to meet him. And know him, like I did.
Oh, I know that was true. I'd better hurry. Perhaps if you watch from the window, I'll be able to wave to you. My friends are meeting me with my horse. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, son. Good luck.
Mister, I overheard the tale you told that boy. You sure know how to make them up. Especially all that about a masked man and an Indian.
Oh, it was true, every word of it.
Well, boy seemed to believe it anyway.
Yeah. Hey, there goes the boy now. Into the grove across from the station.
Huh. I wonder why his friends don't meet him right at the station like other folks do.
Well, I don't know, but... Look there.
Holy mackerel. The boy's riding through the grove with a masked man and an Indian. And they're all waving at you. Look.
Right. Hey. I never thought for a minute that boy knew the Lone Ranger.
Oh,
created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the